Chapter 4. The 99%. In this chapter, I want to discuss a very surprising assertion that is not at all well known to the general public, and perhaps not well known even by scientists who work in other fields, but is universally accepted by scientists who do work in the field of plasma research. Alongside our atomic visible world is the subtler universe of plasma. It is in our understanding of that other kind of matter that groundbreaking progress has been made recently. Some will no doubt say there is no other kind of matter, and that I must be talking nonsense. But the fact is that the existence of other kinds of matter, several of them, has now been proved. In fact, so much has recently become known about them that we can now begin to have a proper understanding of them. Let us start by talking about the most basic other kind of matter, which is called plasma today, and which was first properly discovered as long ago as 1879, though not named until 1928 by Irving Langmuir, as we have already seen. We have also already seen that plasma is very different from physical matter. Physical matter is very rare in the universe. At least 99%. And some say more than 99.99% of the universe is composed of plasma. We therefore live in a plasma universe, not a physical matter universe. But what does this mean? What it means is that everything familiar to us on Earth is abnormal. What we call physical matter exists in three familiar states: solid, liquid, and gaseous. These are, of course, exemplified in the three stages of water: ice, liquid water, and steam. And until 1879, those were thought to be the three states of matter, beyond which there were no others. Nowadays, the fact that the universe is made of at least 99% plasma is accepted by all astronomers, astrophysicists, cosmologists, and the other scientists concerned with those subjects. But the implications of this remain obscure. And the fact that new kinds of plasma keep being discovered does not make it any easier. The latest forms of plasma are so extraordinary that they are frankly baffling, and the very small community of plasma scientists at work on these problems, some of whom I quoted in the previous chapter, are making an astonishing amount of progress, but are doing so largely without the knowledge of other physicists and astrophysicists. Here's what some of the leading scientists in the field have to say. Quote, "Nearly all the matter in the universe exists in the plasma state, occurring predominantly in this form in the sun and stars and in interstellar space." Unquote. That was Anthony Parrott. He was scientific advisor to the United States Department of Energy for several years. He was acting director of National Security Nuclear Nonproliferation Directorate in 1998, and since 1981, he has been associated with the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Here's another quote. "All but an infinitesimal part of the universe appears to be made up of plasma, probably all of it magnetoplasma." That means magnetized plasma. "Thus, in most problems in cosmic electrodynamics, we are dealing with a non-rigid, an electrically conducting medium, extending to infinity. The remainder of the universe is made up of various plasmas. The plasmas with the lowest degrees of ionization are the lower parts of the ionospheres of the Earth and other planets. These regions are really boundary regions between the universal plasma and the small insulating atmospheric shells." That was John Hobart Piddington, who was chief research scientist at the National Measurement Laboratory in Sydney, Australia, from 1966 to 1975. Another quote, "It is likely that 99% of the matter in our universe, in which the dust is one of the omnipresent ingredients, is in the form of a plasma. Thus, in most cases, a plasma coexists with the dust particulates. These particulates, which is matter in the form of minute separate particles, may be as large as a micron." That's pretty small, 1/1000th of a meter. They are not neutral, but are charged, either negatively or positively, depending on their surrounding plasma environments. An admixture of such charged dust or macroparticles, electrons, ions, and neutrals, forms a dust plasma. That was Padma Kant Shukla and Abdullah Amamun in their 2002 book. Shukla was distinguished professor and director of the International Center for Advanced Studies at Ruhr University Bochum in Germany. Mamun is professor of physics at Jahangir Nagar University at Dhaka in Bangladesh. Another quote. The three states of matter which occur at the surface of the earth are, however, not typical of matter in the universe. Most of the matter in the universe exists as plasma. That was Marcel Gussens, professor of applied mathematics at the Catholic University of Leuven in Belgium. Here's another quote. Scientific interest in high-energy plasmas has also been rekindled along with pragmatic interest because the great bulk of matter in the universe is in precisely this exotic state. For about 95% of the mass, neglecting dark matter, according to modern estimates, is the plasma of ordinary and neutron stars, pulsars, black holes, and giant planets of the solar system, as well as the recently discovered hundreds of planets beyond the solar system. That was Vladimir Yevgenievich Fortov, who was one of the leading scientists in the world in this field and was president of the Russian Academy of Sciences. Another quote. In most of the universe, plasma is actually the first state of matter, and by a very large margin. Out there, fully intact atoms are abnormal in the extreme. Practically all the visible contents of the cosmos, not just stars, but even regions of rarefied interstellar dust, containing barely a million particles per cubic meter, are in a plasma state. That was Kurt Suppli, who's a science writer, who's won the Science Journalism Award from the American Association for the Advancement of Science, many other awards, twice nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, and at one time was director of the Office of Legislative and Public Affairs at the National Science Foundation in America. Here's another quote. Plasma physicists know that the universe is not made up of invisible matter, but of matter in the plasma state, electric plasma. It fills more than 99% of the universe. That was Donald Edward Scott from his book The Electric Sky. Don Scott, whom I know, is a retired professor of electrical engineering at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. Here's another quote. Among all objects observed in nature, about 90% exist in ionized form. Plasmas, often considered the fourth state of matter, span a huge diversity of parameter scales and exist throughout the universe. That was Professor Michael Bonitz, who is professor and chair of statistical physics at the Institute of Theoretical Physics and Astrophysics at Christian Albrechts University at Kiel in Germany. Another quote. Under ordinary terrestrial conditions, the plasma state of matter is quite rare and unusual. But in the universe, cold solid bodies such as our Earth appear to be a rare exception. Most of the matter in the universe is ionized, that is, it exists in the plasma state. In our own solar system, the Sun consists entirely of plasma, its mass being 330,000 times larger than the mass of the Earth. The upper layers of the Earth's atmosphere are ionized by the Sun, that is, that they consist of plasma. Many plasma phenomena are evident on a colossal scale in deep space. In our opinion, mankind is entering into the space age, which to a considerable degree is also a plasma age. This new stage in the growth of science and technology imposes increasing requirements on the youngest branch of physics, plasma physics. That was David Albertovich Frank Kamenetsky from Russia. Here's a quote. Space is not empty. A percentage of atoms in space are positively charged due to the loss of one or more electrons. The resulting exceedingly thin medium containing positive ions and negative electrons is plasma, sometimes called the fundamental state of matter. Since it constitutes more than 99% of the visible universe, The electromagnetic behavior of plasma clearly distinguishes it from solids, liquids, and gases. That was Wallace Thornhill and David Talbot. Thornhill studied physics and electronics at the University of Melbourne and subsequently became an independent scholar, as is Talbot. Here's another quote. The properties of plasmas are of paramount interest in cosmical physics because most of the matter in the universe is in the plasma state. In the interiors of stars, the gas is almost completely ionized. Vast regions of interstellar space around the stars are highly ionized. That was Hannes Alfvén and his colleague Carl-Gunnar Feldhammer. Alfvén won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1970. Feldhammer is Professor Emeritus of Plasma Physics in succession to Alfvén at the Royal Institute of Technology in Stockholm. Here's another quote. Most of the universe is plasma. As astronomers began to realize that the universe is mostly plasma, they also came to the conclusion that plasma physics might help to explain many of the unanswered questions about how stars are created and how they die out. Plasma physicists began making important contributions to astronomy and cosmology in the 1950s. Then, in the 1960s, startling discoveries burst upon the astronomers. Quasars and pulsars, exploding galaxies, and disappearing stars all clamored for explanation. In all of these exciting and strange new phenomena, plasma physics plays a key role, for there are cataclysms exploding in the heavens of a violence undreamed of even a few short years ago, and only plasmas are energetic enough to undergo such shattering catastrophes. To understand what's happening in the heavens, to understand how our own sun and earth were born and how they will die, we must understand plasma physics. The emptiness, so-called, between sun and earth, then, is actually a rich domain of plasmas and electromagnetic energies. That's Ben Bova, who was a popular science writer, former editor, and former president of the National Space Society in America. And another quote. It is often said that 99% of the universe is in the plasma state. The Earth's atmosphere, too, becomes a plasma, beginning about 100 kilometers above the Earth's surface. That was Atsuhiro Nishida. He is Professor Emeritus of the Institute of Space and Astronautical Science in Japan. From the range of authoritative comments shown here, we can see now that there is an overwhelming consensus among scientists researching in this area that the universe is mostly a plasma universe, and that what we call physical matter, or what I prefer to call atomic matter, since it is not plasma, must be very rare indeed. And plasma is the fundamental building block of atomic matter, as we hear in this quote, "A plasma is the first state of matter, out of which all the other states of matter originated. Nature began with the plasma." That was Vinod Krishnan, who is Senior Professor and Dean of Sciences at the Indian Institute of Astrophysics at Bangalore in India. And here is another quote from him. "Nature began with the plasma. Cooling of the plasma converted it into a gas. Cooling of the gas converted it into a liquid. Cooling of the liquid converted it into a solid. That plasmas are the first state of matter, out of which arose the other three states of matter, has been amply demonstrated. The ubiquity of plasmas in the universe needs no demonstration. The phenomenal diversity of plasmas is there all over the universe for all to see." Turning everything upside down. Anyone who thinks he or she has never seen plasma hasn't been outside lately. As we have mentioned, the sun and stars are made entirely of plasma. It seems likely that the giant planets Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are also made largely of plasma. There is a sphere of plasma surrounding the Earth called the ionosphere. Above that is the magnetosphere, which was given its name in 1958 by Professor Tommy Gold. The magnetosphere contains huge regions of plasma within the Van Allen radiation belts, which were named after their discoverer, James Van Allen, who found them in 1958. Later, we will learn the details of how that occurred. We see plasma in thunderstorms because lightning is plasma. Fluorescent lighting occurs when you turn on the switch and electricity shoots through a tube containing a gas such as neon. During the time it is turned on, that tube contains plasma. When you turn it off, the contents of the tube revert to ordinary neon again, which no longer emits light, and all the plasma is gone. Your flat TV screen contains plasma when it is turned on. So you see, plasma is everywhere, and we see it every day that the sun shines or when we are watching television. It is simply a matter of knowing what you are seeing or not seeing. In light of what we now know about the predominance of plasma in the universe, we really need to turn our physics on its head. Instead of trying to model the universe on the basis of the very rare and specialized form of dense matter found on our planet, we need to treat dense physical matter as an exceptional form of the true universal matter, plasma. There is no use in our trying to establish universal laws on the basis of a tiny sample of far less than 1% of what exists. We need to establish physical laws on the basis of plasma and specify what we call physical matter as a very special and limited case, which has no justification for being used as a basis for describing the majority constituents of the universe. So drastic does our rearrangement of science need to be that we can take our present physics, shrink it, and plonk it into a tiny corner of the representation of the wider truth, where it can describe those minority conditions appertaining to planets and other such solid bodies as a kind of footnote or addendum to a true universal science. None of our human scientific work so far need be wasted, for it can all provide a very useful account of what goes on in those rare, small, solid bodies where dense matter predominates and where such atypical conditions apply. Scientists residing in the plasma realm could read and study this with the greatest of interest, in the way that we study the strange conditions found in deep-sea thermal vents, astonished that such life forms can exist. Indeed, we as humans might even attract some useful attention to ourselves and find ourselves becoming a niche attraction, like bearded ladies in a traditional circus. We cannot therefore draw conclusions about universal truths based upon a highly divergent, atypical, and almost infinitesimally small percentage of what exists. We cannot be certain that any of our physics is universally applicable, and hence true, in quotes, in the sense that we have complacently assumed. Before I begin the history of human encounters with an understanding of plasma, I want to return to the subject of a seemingly naturally occurring manifestation of plasma, which, although relatively rare, is dramatic and may help us understand the descriptions of various religious phenomena in ancient history, as well as helping us to understand a way that plasmas, such as the Kordalevsky clouds, might interact with us.